Don Hoke, one of the classiest fielders in baseball, ready to give some advice to you youngsters as to how to become a good fielder. Don, what is the first thing that you would say for a third baseman?
Well, Lou, the first thing I'd have to say would be equipment. I think, of course, that you must have a good pair of shoes, and then, of course, you go to your glove. I feel that this is something that is one of the most important phases of fielding, because you have to be comfortable to be a good fielder. And, of course, along with your glove, it's a matter of confidence. I would get a glove, if I were to start out in baseball, I would get a glove that's comfortable on my hand, one that I feel that that I could handle at all times, and one that I felt that no matter where the ball was hit, I could catch in this particular glove.
Well, Don, now when the pitcher gets ready to deliver the ball to the hitter, how do you get yourself set?
Well, I assume, again, Lou, a comfortable position with my feet and also in my mind, and to me this is one of the most important things. I feel that every time that pitcher throws a ball to a hitter, I think that that hitter is going to hit that pitch right at me, and so at that time I must be ready to field every pitch. Uh-huh.
Do you keep your weight evenly balanced, ready to go to the right or to the left?
I keep my weight evenly divided on each foot. In other words, I assume, again, a comfortable stance where I can break to my right or break to my left, or if the ball's hit directly at me, I have my weight divided so I can go down immediately, field the ball out in front of me, and keep it there at all times.
Now, you mentioned field that ball out in front of you, which is very important, and I imagine you follow that ball all the way into the glove.
Lou, I get as low to the ground as I can with my hips, and of course, I bend my knees. I extend my hands out in front of me. And that way, my line of vision keeps the ball out in front of me, and if it should happen to hit me in the chest and bounce away, I still have it in front of me where I can pick it up and still throw the man out.
Is there any particular way you grab that baseball out of your glove to throw it to the first baseman?
Lou, at all times, and I practice this warming up on the sidelines when I'm playing catch, getting ready to take infield or go into a game, I always try to grab the ball across the seams. This eliminates any sinkers or sliders on your throw to first base.
Well, I was very interested in your explanation of keeping that ball in front of you. A third baseman can knock the ball down or take it off of his chest after it once bounces on the ground and still throw the man out.
That's true, Lou. In other words, if you'd play the ball to the side and it should happen to hit you on the wrist or something and bounce away, you can't make a play at first or second base. But at all times, if you can keep that ball in front of you, you always got a chance to make a play either at first or second. And to me, this is a very important thing as a third baseman.
All right. What about baselines that are hit down the third base line?
Well, again, Lou, if I can get in front of the ball, I try to field it in front of me. But if I can't, then it becomes a matter of making a backhand play. I play a very wide third base, and on occasions, I have balls hit by me down the line that I have to backhand. But on every occasion that I can, and I try at all times to keep play the ball in front of me, and it becomes a sliding motion with your right foot. You catch the ball and throw an all-one motion, and of course, this again is practice, Lou.
Well, when you mention practice, then you would advise these youngsters to continue practicing every day with somebody hitting ground balls to them.
Lou, I find that that's true, and I think that you should practice on the things you can't do. If you can't field the ball to your right, then I think that you should practice on that. If you have trouble going to your left, then I'd practice on that. But too many youngsters practice on the things they can do rather than the things they can't. And if they would practice the things they can't do, of course, they're bound to improve and become better ball players.
Well, thank you very much. Don Hoke, the great third baseman.